apologize that I started very late for this work. I tried both of these two, but the first test said I made a mistake, so I couldn't make a good result. Wrong setting for the parameters, so so I don't show this time. I only show secret test set this time. And this is what we taught. No problem. Okay, I'm using Sasaki's code for many years, and actually I borrowed his code several years ago. I'm using his older version, and I modified some, and these contents are already I talked a couple of times at the EM workshop or 3DEM workshop. So this is what Dr. Sasaki presented before. Minor modification is for the optimization of the this regularization using our Bayesian method. But to tell the truth, when I work with a 2D virtual code, our method I think works perfectly. But for 3D case, this is not on the way to final development. Not satisfactory for me. Okay. It's because resolution of numerical resolution of the modeling. Okay. In my version, we have a smoothness constraint and subshift minimization constraint, and we solve these alpha and beta together. We use only off-diagonal components. On a resistant phase, this is in log domain, like rounding. And for dealing with your field data, I usually assume 1% error floor for W. It's one over the observation error for each data. For the Jacobian computation, I tried only at two iterations. For the inversion, I tried the exact Jacobian computation at two iterations. The rest are by homogeneous or some other approximation approximate by Jacobian updates. For the regularization of the smoothness and subshift minimization, I use either of those two at each iteration. In this case, okay, first and second, I search alpha by trying five different alpha at each iteration. At the third iteration, I try beta, trying five different beta and getting a minimum ABIC. Choose the optimum alpha and beta. I use a very old workstation, HP Alpha Station, and it very slow actually. So this kind of given data set, given this doubling given model and this secret model, typically I need 2 days or so for the whole iteration, this 20 iterations actually. Okay, for data set 2, this is the setting for the modeling and inversion. For the final difference, this target area is divided into 2.5 km in horizontal and 250 meters on the surface cell. Then it gradually, outside and deeper portion, it gradually increased. And the number of cells are 43 times 39. And before running the inversion, I test this computation error of this mesh. And for 100 more meters half space or 10 more meters half space, for this range of frequencies, this mesh produces less than 1% 15 periods using only off-diagonal components in log density in log domain. And okay, for the inversion, for I set a block for unknown parameters, 10 by 10 by 16. Okay, initial guess is the average of all the data set of apparent density of this, it is 63 ohm meters. I tried both. In the real field data, I usually try successive incorporate inversion. So I tried both this time, considered and not considered.
Could you explain static shift? Do you mean that you mix the mode or just shift the single mode?
Shift the each of these.
So you don't touch the, you don't mix them?
No. Okay, first I show the static shift considered inversion. Okay, this is iteration and misfit, static shift. And this is update of the recipe, average update of the recipe of each block. Okay, starting is, okay, this 1% noise is assumed for all the data. Then from 30, it goes, went down to, say, around 12. I took the model of this iteration and
is that like a normalized RMS?
Yeah. So I'll just over double, including.
So it should be one if you fit.
Yeah.
Okay.
My assumption is correct. My assumption of the noise is correct. 1%
noise. Right.
Okay. We have this is in natural log domain. So 0.6 is a very large static shift. Although I assume you don't put any static shift on data. I don't know actually. So.
Don't make assumptions like that.
So Josh, what is this update?
He's sitting there with a smile. He's loving this.
This is a change of average of the block density or iteration.
That
should go to zero, but not zero.
That's like sort of the average value of
update
delta
of
the log
parameters.
Six.
In log, yes.
So you get a couple, towards the end person set iteration 14.
By judging the minimum of the misfit, 17.
No, but at iteration 14, you've got a big update, right?
Yeah.
You don't change the misfit.
Mm. This is also not so much change, but if this sometimes.
Okay.
Because this is the final model with static shift included inversion.
What is the nose?
Nose is nose. X and Y, but north is upward. this plan view from shallow goes to, okay. We have structures somewhere, I'm not sure. Also, some trend like this, and like this, and it goes to, I don't know which is real.
Yes. It's a corner.
It's
left. Yeah.
Don't ask that.
So again, Russian dummy was just below observation.
Inversion. My block has so outside of this,
yes,
is the same. I mean, same as these edge blocks. All outside are same as this edge. So I don't have any anomaly outside. No structure outside in the model.
For inversion.
Yeah.
For inversion, you restricted yourself to this model.
Yeah.
I think this sort of looks like your model.
Yeah, very, very similar.
Yes, very similar.
Yeah.
Looks like a shoe.
Yeah.
this time this fit does not decrease, stay at like a level of 20. Before I had 12, but this time this fit remains even low. We go and these are not so good. So I chose this model, and this is a plan view of the final model of the no static shift inversion. This time, this vertical structure get more clear, and also this time some this way, not like this. But generally, the model is similar to the previous. Compared data and predicted responses for all sites. Actually, on the right hand side of the model, the misfit data fitting is very bad actually. So, on the right, all the lines from line A to the J, or the right hand side. Not so good, not actually, not very bad actually. These have some following the data this way and that way, this way and that way. But on the right, this is not, so this is following some. This is all.